Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today, and thank you for tuning in to this podcast. This is a place where leaders come every single week to grow, to learn, to evolve, to be all that God would have us to be. I want to appreciate you so much for taking the time to spend on this platform, because it speaks to your seriousness about being the leader God has called you to be. Leadership is not by accident. It's a great deal of intentionality that goes into being a leader. And actually, we believe that iron sharpens iron. Yes, it does. And I'm thankful for all of you who have been regulars on this podcast. And if you're watching, listening for the first time, I want to make certain that you follow me. Follow me at Joseph Walker 3. I'd love to know more about you, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about this platform, the content that we bring. We are trying to bring practical skills that can help you navigate the terrain of leadership. Of course, I also want to invite you over to my website, josephwalker3.org. There you can find valuable information on books I've written, other content, merchandise. Find out when I'll be in a city near you. And you also are able to invite me to come to your conference or what have you, if everything aligns. We would love to do that. I want to invite you over to a YouTube page entitled Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. That's a place where my wife and I literally create content around marriage, around relationships, around parenting, around business, around purpose, all those things, time management, you name it. We've addressed it. I want you to go check it out. And it's a wonderful platform. When you get over there, subscribe to it. And let us know that it's blessing you. We appreciate it. Finally, I would like you to be a part of the Next Level Leader Book Club. Yes, readers are leaders and leaders are readers. We want you to be a part of it. And I believe that it's going to be an incredible opportunity for you to join us. We're reading 50. I keep saying 50 because that's how many I'm reading personally. So you have to excuse me. We're reading 25 books in 2025. The book club is reading 25 books. I'm reading 50 personally, but I want you this year to get in wherever you can and read these books with us. We have discussions by Zoom every 2 weeks or so. So we would love to hear from you, hear your commentary, your thoughts on the books that we're reading. So join us for the Next Level Leader Book Club. We believe it's going to be an amazing journey for you. Today, I want to talk about something that I believe can benefit us all. And I'm really coming out of personal experience with this one. And people ask me all the time, like, how do I get my day started? You know, what keeps me focused throughout the day? Well, I want to tell you 7 things every leader should do before 8 a.m. Now, I know I've already lost some of you because you're like, first of all, I don't even get up until 9. Well, you have to really reset as a leader, right? Because there's a lot of things you can get done before 8, so you can get a lot done before noon. And so I'm going to help you understand that. And I want you to write these things down because I believe it's going to be a blessing to you. First of all, very practical, nothing deep. I just want to lay out to you a strategy. And I believe if you would implement this strategy, your day would go better. You'd remain more focused and productive. And you'd just be a better person to be around as a leader, okay? The first thing, begin with prayer. When you wake up, it isn't the time to go grab your phone and scroll on social media and to see what's happening on Facebook or Instagram and all of that and TikTok. It is time to truly spend quality time talking to God, centering yourself in purpose, asking God for guidance to handle the day's responsibility with grace. It's something I do every single time I wake up. I roll over and I literally fall on my knees and I begin to thank God for another day, for health. And I begin to thank God for keeping me throughout the night. And I begin to ask God, give me the grace, the strength to handle what will come in this day. And let me center myself around the purpose so that I'm not distracted by all the other things that will lure me away from my God-given purpose. So beginning your day with prayer is a powerful way to get started. You may say, well, at what time do I get up? Well, I get up at 5 a.m. every morning. That's me. But whatever you do, make certain that you start with prayer. The Bible says the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. And it is important to know that because our prayer life matters to God. And so I want you to literally understand the efficacy of prayer and understand that when you are talking to God, you are communing, not just communicating. And I mean that as a leader, you must spend time with God communing, not just telling God what you want and moving on. No, spending time hearing from him, basking in his presence, seeking his face. Here is the second thing. Listen carefully. Exercise. Get up. Let's go. Start the day with a workout for mental clarity, increased energy, physical well-being. Whether it's for the trainer or individually, let me tell you, do at least 30 minutes every single day. I try my very best. Get on that treadmill. Get on that elliptical. I want to put that cardio in. I want to do a little lifting. I want to do some leg work, arm work, core work. I want to make sure that I'm exercising because it matters. It truly does. And I think it sets the tone for your day. A lot of us take exercise for granted, but if you do some research, you'll find out that based upon the stress that comes with leadership, exercise will keep you alive much longer. It will literally de-escalate stress in your life, allow you to live a life gracefully of peace and productivity. So let's get out there and do something. Whatever it is, find something to do. 30 minutes of movement. Don't be sedentary. Learn how to get up and make something happen. Even if it's walking through your neighborhood, whatever it is, you have to be willing to do something. Now, what I've learned to do, I'm going to give you a secret, right? It involves one and two. It's a theory I've learned in reading called coupling. And coupling means that you do something that you're not necessarily ready to do. You do something you love to do, put those things together, and boy, it can be incredibly powerful. For example, you know, it could be, well, I love communing with God, talking to God in prayer, but I don't necessarily love working out. Well, you take the working out, you take while you're working out and use it as your prayer time as well. Talking to God while you're on the elliptical, listening to your worship music in the presence of God. That's doing those two things together. And oftentimes you can get so much done by doing things together, coupling and getting beyond anything that might prohibit that. And I think it's important. So exercise, y'all. Get up. Let's go. Get moving. You're downloading all those exercise apps and all those different programs on social media, but it's time for you to actually start doing it the right way. Okay? All of this is before 8 a.m. in the morning. Here's the third thing. Set daily intentions. List the key goals and priorities for the day and stay focused and aligned with long-term objectives. That's how you lay out your to-do list. That's how you are guided by the things you need to accomplish in this day. And it's important when you set these daily intentions, you say, I'm going to accomplish this. And I set realistic timeframes by which I'm going to do it. I check things off as I go throughout the day. I check them off, put things in a place. And I talked about it in a previous podcast. You have to know when you're crashing. So you put your meetings at a time when your energy is at its highest, and you put the lighter things when your energy is crashing. And so I just think it's important to set those daily intentions. And when you set your to-do list, you set that up. You don't let other people dictate what's going to be on your to-do list because you already know what it will be. And so I encourage you to make certain that you list those key goals and those priorities and that you do that with great clarity. And I promise you it will yield great benefits for your life. Every single person that sets daily intentions has a better chance at actually being productive and accomplishing something in that day. Here's number four. Number four is about reviewing the calendar. Go over the day's schedule mentally, prepare for meetings, tasks, and any potential challenges. I mean, literally briefing yourself. Right? Briefing yourself. Once you set those intentions, look at everything there. Start thinking about how long will it take to do this? How long will it take to do that? And begin to brief yourself and go through with it because you begin to realize that Your calendar is a representation of your purpose. I always tell people, if it's not in your purpose, why is it on your calendar? So you have to make certain that you are reviewing the calendar, redacting where necessary, making certain that everything that's on that calendar has purpose tied to it, is yielding great benefit. That's how we do it. Number five, practice gratitude. Reflect on things you're grateful for and foster positivity in your life and resilience. I want to challenge you before 8 o'clock in the morning to wake up and be thankful for three things. What three things would you be thankful for? Give God glory for. There's always something to be thankful for. And so when you practice gratitude, you are truly swallowing up. You are truly avoiding complaining. So many people are chronic complainers. But I believe that when you begin to practice more gratitude, it fosters a better environment around you. People enjoy being around you. Your day gets better. That's a lot you can complain about. The best way I can say it is stop adding up your problems and start counting your blessings. Woo! I hope you heard that. Here's number six. Read or reflect on personal growth content. Find a book. You know, the way we get through our book club, and I encourage the readers who are joining us, say, these are 200-page books. Some of them are 150-page books. I say, turn the page 20 times in the morning and turn the page 20 times at night. You imagine what happens. Even if you did turn the page 10 times in the morning and 10 times at night, that's literally, watch this. That's 20 pages in the morning. If I turn the page, that means I'm 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. That's 20. Get it? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 20 times. That's, and then do it again at night. I mean, that's amazing. When you put those numbers together and you do that over a 5-day period, you begin to realize I read a whole book in a week. All because I'm reading and I'm reflecting on personal growth content. I'm locking in on what did I learn from that YouTube channel? What did I learn from reading that book? See, this is why it's important. I do it all the time. I have that while I'm on that elliptical. I'm reading some things. I'm dropping that in my spirit, making certain that I'm learning and growing. It's coupling. I'm doing two things at one time, but I love it because it allows me to be more productive and efficient. And so I want to challenge you today. Make sure you're doing that and that you're reading the right books and that you are fostering the community that I know God has placed you on the earth to foster. Okay, here we are. Now, when you read and reflect on personal content, it makes you a better person. It makes your team better. So let's go over the things that we discussed so far about the seven things every leader should do before 8 a.m. We talked about beginning with prayer. Yes, amen. Open up talking to God, communing with God, not just communicating with God, but communing, abiding, spending time. Two, we talked about exercise, getting up and working out, push it, make it happen, push through the pain. That's all it is. Number three, we talked about setting daily intentions. Setting daily intentions. What do I hope to accomplish? How will I accomplish it, right? And how will I measure whether or not it has been accomplished? Then number four, review the calendar. What's on my calendar that doesn't need to be? What's on my calendar that I could get out of? It is important to make certain that we review the day's calendar so that nothing is random, nothing is without intentionality. When I show up, I want the person to know that I am focused on you. Got it? In meetings, etc. But then it is about practicing gratitude, finding those things that you're grateful for. This moves us to a place that we're no longer comparing ourselves, or are we in a place of true negativity? We are in a place of gratitude, thanksgiving every single day. Finding something. I want to encourage you to find something you're grateful for. Man, it's a wonderful thing to do. Now, I know you have so much to be grateful for, but I want you to find something every morning. I'm grateful. No matter how minute it might feel to you, it's major to God. Number seven is about eating a nutritious breakfast, fueling your body with healthy meals and that sustain energy and concentration throughout the day. I'm a breakfast buff. I love it. I eat the same thing almost every morning. Oatmeal with, you know, avocado and fruit, berries. And I have 6 egg whites. All that because I'm trying to maintain a healthy lifestyle, avoiding the egg yolk, the cholesterol, avoiding the preparation of that. making certain that I'm putting in my vessel those things that are nutritious and healthy, it is important that you never dig your grave with your fork, but that you truly, truly, truly eat that nutritious breakfast, focusing on what you eat, put in your mouth. And we don't think about that as much, but I'm telling you, it is so important. People watch us and you set the tone for mental health and standards. You do it and watch how God will bless you. Be the standard. Eat the good stuff, y'all. Eat the good stuff. It keeps you motivated, energetic. That's how you know you're moving in the right space. I want to thank you. I cannot say thank you enough. This is a different kind of podcast. I know it. Different kind of subject. But I just wanted to share it with you because I believe that so many people needed this on today. Thank you for tuning in. Now, make sure you follow me. I'm waiting to hear from you, Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Let me know that you are a next level reader. And also, I want to encourage you to go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Get that content, books, find out when I'll be in your area. And I'm appreciative of all of you. God is good. So make sure that you wake up every morning early enough to get these 7 things in. Maybe you have your own 7. I'd love to hear them. But more importantly, I just want to be a blessing to you. I hope it's helped you, leader. And I hope that you continue to steward leadership in a great way. Remember, everything rises and falls on leadership. It's about how you take care of you spiritually, emotionally, physically, and otherwise. I am grateful for you, and I hope you will continue to thrive in 2025. Be blessed, and until next time, may God bless you. I'm Dr. Walker. Take care. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. I look forward to connecting with you.